Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We are going to be looking at Exodus chapter 20 today. We have been preaching out of the book of Exodus for some time now, and I just about skipped over the section on the Ten Commandments. But the Lord seemed to redirect my heart and bring us into that text again. And I began to look at it. And what I began to discover was that in America, we are losing the moral laws of our land. The laws to which we were founded on. I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. We've known that for a very long time that the Ten Commandments have been under attack. MSNBC has been, they've got an article up stating that eight times that a Ten Commandments monument had its day in court. And there's different places starting around, it's probably about in the 2000 area. When we got to 2001, we started seeing court rulings over the Ten Commandments and court fights over the Ten Commandments. We are going to be talking about here in just a little while how that each one of these commandments are written in chronological order by the number of importance. We're talking about how that number one should be number one. Number five should be where number five is at. I wanted to give you some quotes that I found concerning the rulings over those Supreme Courts. One fellow said this. He said the irony of the Supreme Court hearing on these cases last week and of the outright hostility that the court has displayed against religion in recent years is that above the head of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is a concrete display of the Ten Commandments. Cliff Stearns had written that. And so I'm thankful, amen, that while our founders knew maybe that this day was going to come, that the Word of God would be attacked in our nation, that these guys had a sensibility about themselves, that they would continue to place markers to bring us back to the Word of God. I was standing at the Pilgrims' Graves there in Massachusetts last year, and while I got there, I was reminded consistently that our nation was founded under the principles of God. At this time, we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on Exodus chapter number 20, speaking about the Ten Commandments. We're going to be focusing on commandment number one. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today. Turn with me to the book of Exodus chapter number 20. We've been studying on the book of Exodus for some time, and we've seen how the people of Israel lived as slaves in Egypt for 430 years until God set them free. And there in Exodus chapter number 12, we preached on the Passover lamb and how that the slain lamb was, the blood of the slain lamb was placed upon the doorpost, a type and a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ dying upon the cross of Calvary. They left out of Egypt and they came to the Red Sea, and it was there that they faced a great obstacle, and they come to the end of the road, if you will. But as they came to the end of the road, they had some impending dangers that was upon their heels. The Egyptians were after them. The Egyptian army followed them. They went down into the Red Sea with the intention of either killing the children of Israel or taking them back to become slaves there in Egypt. I'm not sure, but I know this. I know that God opened a way when there was no other way. Amen. And so God guided them through the Red Sea and brought them safely to the other side. While the Egyptian army went into to the Red Sea, they decided to go after these Israelites to the Red Sea. However, they did not have God's permission and they did not have God's approval. And so therefore, God returned the waters and they all died. I'm glad that God can take care of our enemies, amen. And God can make a way when there is no other way. We see in the wilderness, however, a hard place. It's a hard place to live, but God always takes care of his children, amen. And they were nourished by manna. We preached on the manna, praise God. I don't know how long I preached on the manna, but that fell from heaven. But then we spoke about how that they were refreshed by the water that came out of the rock, amen. And they were given great victories over their enemies. They came by with impending dangers. But after wandering about for about 3 months in the wilderness, the Israelites finally came to the foot of Mount Sinai. Someone said that Mount Sinai was the place in the middle of nowhere. And there have been times in my life, I'm going to be honest with you, that I felt like that I was camped out in the middle of nowhere. Felt like that I was in the midst of absolutely nothing. But I want to tell you something, isn't that the place where it seems like that God meets us the most, amen? In that place of nowhere, I'm glad that God shows up, amen, in a mighty way. And God begins to show up here at Mount Sinai. Sometimes in your darkest hour, when you feel like that your life is going nowhere, I want to say this morning, maybe you feel like you're standing in the middle of nowhere this morning. It's then that God all of a sudden shows up. In fact, I told Brother Eddie this morning while sitting on the front pew, I said, boy, it feels strange in here this morning. Seems like it started going nowhere. But then all of a sudden God showed up, amen. And God in the middle of our nowhere begins to show up and show us who he is. We find that Moses left the people at the foot of Mount Sinai. He went up and talked to God. However, when he comes back, he said, God's coming to meet us. And we've got about 3 days to prepare. I want y'all to go clean your clothes. And I'm going to put it in my own words. Take a shower. Put some deodorant on. Clean your teeth and comb your hair. Wax up your sandals real good because the Lord's coming. And I want to tell you this morning, basically Moses is saying, make yourself presentable. Make yourself look like somebody. Oh, listen, friend, I'll tell you, if there's ever been a time that we need to get right with God, I'm not talking about just, I think it's good to clean the outside, but I'm talking about on the inside. We need to get prepared. We need to get our clothes clean, but I'll tell you, we need to get our hearts right with Jesus. I tell you, I've been encouraged here lately by the responses to the altar. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a time whenever we go to altar call. It's been a blessing for me to see God moving in the hearts of man and responding to the message to which God has given. I want you to look at the text, Exodus chapter number 20, and I'm going to do my best to read this without getting sidetracked. Notice verse number 1. These are not the words of Moses. I'm going to say that again. These are not the words of Moses. Look at what verse 1 says. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath. Or that is in the water underneath the earth. Boy, God just covered it all right there, didn't he? Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showeth mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I'm going to say that one more time again. There should never be a Christian on this side of eternity that ever uses the Lord God's name in vain. If you're using God's name out of context, I'm going to tell you today, listen, you're out of the will of God and you need to get right with Jesus. Amen. Because every single time you say his name in vain, you're being a reproach upon the Savior. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him, look at this, guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is, and rested on the seventh day. And wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I want you to look at verse 12. Young people and every single one of you adults that's got a mom and dad still alive, you look at verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Boy, he's got a fine house and a fine car. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, not to be looking across the street at somebody else's wife saying, boy, I'd like to have her. Nor that his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thundering to the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. You know why? Somebody answer this question. Why did they stand afar off? Because of fear. There's one thing we've lost in America and in our modern day churches. We've lost the fear of God and the power of God in our churches. Can I tell you something? You're no match for the devil, but you're definitely no match for God, friend. I want you to know this morning, that God is powerful. He's still on the throne. And while you may be walking around in your sin today, you just know this, that God is judging, God's watching, God's keeping a record account, and there's going to be a day of judgment one of these days. Don't forget who's in control. Notice what verse 19 says. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. They're lying because they wouldn't hear the voice of Moses after this. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. They're scared to death of God. Afraid God's going to just strike them dead. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you. And that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto me gods of gold, an altar. Notice verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Notice how he tells him to make the altar. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone, for if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. I don't know if you noticed in that last section right there, but God's telling Moses how to build an altar. I've often thought about, why did God say not to put a tool to it? Well, the reason why is because this place, this altar, was created by God. It was something that had not been tooled by man, something that had not been created by man. Man has this problem, and we're going to deal with this morning. Man has a serious problem. Whenever we make something, whenever we design something, whenever we cut something out, we have this big problem by standing back and admiring what we've done. And so I think this place where God's telling Moses specifically how to build the altar and how it's going to be pleasing unto the Lord, he's saying to Moses, I don't want you to touch it. What I've created is good enough. Lay it down and before you, use it to get to me. But I tell you what happens so many times is when we prepare a place, we oftentimes don't give it to God. What we do is we look back and say, boy, didn't I do a good job for Jesus? Hey, listen, y'all got to be careful about this, because, and I have to be careful about this, because so many times the things we do, we get back and we say, oh, I tell you what, I was down there for so many hours, and I was down there doing this, and I was down there doing that. And so we got to even be careful with our altars, because what we do is we take it and we say, hey, we make these memorial places, but we say, hey, I built that. Instead of it just simply being a place where you get in touch with God, it's a place where we meet with the Creator God, and it's reminded of the Creator God, not of what we've done. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com, or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.